effort and support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hey everybody, I think we're live. Welcome to Nurture and Support. I'm Mel at Karmic9 on Twitter, and here is our celebration of the glorious movie that we've just watched on Sci-Fi called Sharktopus vs. Whalewolf. So if you know me on Twitter, and you know me from Snark Alex and all of that, you know I love Sharktopus. And so Kelly had a wonderful idea for us to get on during Shark Week after the big movies and talk about things. And of course, I had to say we had to do Sharktopus. So here we are talking Sharktopus. I'm a little rusty at this whole after movie snarking thing. So Kelly's going to have to, you know, carry this. But
that is, no one wins there. And the darn Hangout's not showing up on my YouTube channel yet. I'm trying to share that link out for folks when we get a chance. So hopefully the Hangout link we sent should work just fine. But I wanted to give you, if you didn't want to venture anywhere close to Google Plus Hangout-y kind of stuff, wanted to send you another link. But it's not showing up right now, so we'll just go ahead and sit tight. If you are out there and can see us, want to throw us a tweet, that would be great. From there, but otherwise we're going to go ahead and get started, and we'll keep this on YouTube, and this will be this week's Nurture and Support episode. So I'm so glad Mel picked this one, because although it was a strong start yesterday, we did Dylan did the snooze, and I pinch hit for Tony for that, and those were two pretty solid movies. They were fun, and I won something, so yay. I got a DVD, so it's a good night.
What else have you won, Kelly, for maybe any new listeners out there? There's a movie on Sci-Fi right now called Piranaconda. It seems familiar.
Yes, it does. I managed to secure, for the two people who don't know, who've been connected to our stuff, I did manage to win the sole remaining prop Piranaconda egg from the movie Piranaconda. And so pretty much any time it comes on, I have to jump online and say, here's the egg, there it is, I see it. And usually I'm surprised I didn't have it back behind me today, but it's close. So that's running right now. And just given our commitment to Snark Alex and Snarky Movies and this group, I'm foregoing Piranaconda. But Terry Ivins was nice enough to tweet. I think I'm going to print this tweet off and frame it. She says, "It's like I'm carrying you through the entire second half of the movie, Kelly." And I just thought, I would like Terry to carry me for the whole second half of the movie. That would be awesome. Okay, we got Dylan. Dylan says he can see us on G+, so that's good.
Okay.
I'll keep going back and checking the old YouTube channel here and there if I can get out to folks, but... not showing up on my video list now. So it's been a while since we've done this live thing.
I know. And any of you who have listened to us before know I don't have the best internet connection. So if there's problems, it's on my end. I'm sorry.
It could be. Hard to tell. So we're going to say, so let's go ahead. We got three viewers. Yes. Yeah. So we've got people are finding us. Hey, and if you guys who are watching, any of you who can send a link out, that would be sweet because I'm not having any luck. So people are finding it on the Hangout. So that's pretty cool. So, yes, Piranaconda is going on as we speak. I should have really left the TV on mute just to go over and look at it.
Mine's on mute, so when you see me looking off to the side, I'm watching Piranaconda for the 18 millionth time.
It's a great movie, though.
It is a good movie.
But let's talk a little bit. You did mention, and as we kind of divided between, so you know, it's Snark Week. Snooze did some stuff yesterday. We're tonight. Tomorrow, Dylan Knows is going to be on, and Chris Olin Ray, who was the director of Mega Shark versus Colossus and Three-Headed Shark Attack, is going to join Dylan. He was nice enough last night during the show to volunteer to join because Dylan was looking to scrounge up a guest. And a little bit better in scrounging, he got Chris to join him. So that's going to be pretty sweet. So be sure and catch Dylan Knows tomorrow. about this same time, and he'll have duties of covering two movies. They'll probably dwell on Chris's a little more, I would think, but that'll be good. And then Wednesday, Sharknado 3, of course, and that'll be Mike on his Fireside Chat. And then the following Saturday, Gene's Bring Out Your Geek, Lavalantula, and we'll see who all we can line up for there. I'll be joining Gene's, and depending on what Mel's schedule can be, maybe she's sneaking in there too. We'll find out.
Yeah, it's sure to be a good
But we're
one.
Here to talk. Yeah, these have been solid. These have been really solid so far. Oh, and I should probably open up the Q&A. Hadn't done that yet, folks. So if you are in the Hangout and you wanted to start doing anything on the Q&A, you could actually do that now and we'll see it. So sorry about that if you've been typing questions because we didn't have it open. So yeah. Now it's open. But I was really excited when you picked Sharktopus, which, given your passion for Sharktopus, I knew. Now, your history here is you liked the first movie quite a bit.
Yes.
Was not as excited about the second one, if I recall.
No. Sharktopus versus Terracuda was not the best Sharktopus. However, at the very beginning of the movie, you get to see an itty bitty witty bitty teeny tiny baby Sharktopus, and that made it worthwhile. And he liked his little person, you know, so he came home to Mama and he saved her. So it was a good one. It wasn't as fun as the first Sharktopus. So I was glad to see that they put a little extra oomph into Sharktopus versus Werewolf. This was a fun one.
This was like about 8 fun movies, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much going on with it. I don't really even know where to start. Casper Van Diem was awesome.
Yes. Great choice for this movie.
Plays excited drunk. He's the best excited drunk I've seen in cinema.
Yes.
And had that nice combination of clearly articulated slurring, which is nice to have in someone who's drunk that he's gone through. And sidekick wise, Pablo. So go ahead.
No, that's exactly what I was getting ready to say. He and Pablo did a good job of playing off each other. It was a good relationship. Though I wouldn't have trusted Pablo to wire up that baseball stadium. But hey, it's a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, he managed. That's right. He managed, spoiler alert, towards the end of the movie, he managed to figure out the kiss cam, you know, like that, which is pretty good. So I thought that was pretty impressive at the end. But I also don't think you want Pablo involved if you are in any sort of life-threatening situation. Because his solution set was kiss her, take her clothes off. He was just going through a whole series of things that didn't
However,
seem entirely amazing. Focused.
Her clothes did end up being removed. Okay. So
yes.
That was not cool. That was not cool at all. Throw that out there.
So this is really a fun one in a lot of ways. Character-wise, boy, there were many. And it was kind of, I was actually fairly impressed because they had, I don't know, 4 different story threads kind of going on with some different players. And they, within the 2-hour confines and wanting to have plenty of, you know, hybrid animal on hybrid animal battling, they still managed to fit it all in because we got Dr. Reinhardt. What are your thoughts on Dr. Reinhardt, Mel?
I liked her. I thought she was a lot of fun. A lot of stereotypes, but hey, that's what happens in these types of movies. But I thought her character was a lot of fun. I found her to be a much more interesting evil scientist than we've had in the other ones, the other Sharktopus movies. I definitely enjoyed her character better than the one in Terracuda. Eric Roberts, of course, and the original Sharktopus. It's hard to beat that, but I really liked her character. And then trying to turn Werewolf into a pet and have him potty on pee pads was really kind of genius.
She was a multifaceted over the top between the accent and the
heels.
Not really too concerned if she killed her patient or not. Not particularly concerned when her patient came back. just a strange lady. But she was fun. I did like, you know, her attempts to try towards the end of the movie to drop Whale Wolf off at a local humane society shelter that was kind of running on deaf ears from there. But that was pretty sound. So she was solid and fun, and of course the creator of Whale Wolf. And so and Whale Wolf was a kind of down and out former baseball player who apparently only liked to hit baseballs and women, who we find out towards the end, which is so he's quite the catch from there. He was pretty interesting. I liked him better as Whale Wolf than as the character.
Absolutely.
But that was fun. Was Whale Wolf likable or not?
I did not like him at first, but then towards the end, you know, as he became more doggish and more puppyish, and, you know, he grew on me, you know. He could come live here. I tweeted out he could come to Texas and probably join a Chupacabra pack, and he would be okay. You know, we've had a lot of rain this year, so he'd be all right, I think.
Yeah, that was Amy Figuero towards the end of the movie was raising a concern that both of these creatures are spending an inordinate amount of time out of water, and she was questioning the science behind that.
They're mutants.
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, shame on you, Amy, for expecting science, logical science in these movies. But yeah, I was thinking, and you know, water fountains and puddles, and I'm sure there were enough local water. And the one that's half wolf probably is okay. I do think she's got kind of a fair point that sharktopus, neither parts of sharktopus are ideally suited for terrestrial activity. So, but they're hybrid. They're different.
Yes, he manages, though. He's special. He's awesome. He is a god among shark and octopi, and he rules.
And he was hilarious at the end of the movie.
Yes.
So I'm trying to figure out as we go through this, because there's just so many scenes in this thing that were just a hoot that I just love. So we've got our buddy team. We've got the crazy German scientist. We've got Captain Ray's love interest, Nita.
Nita,
And only person that seemed kind of mildly stable in this whole group, by the way. And then we have the voodoo group, which was...
Chief Tiny.
Was that Chief Tiny?
Chief Tiny.
And his assistant, his young assistant, and the worst gang ever in terms of his muscle wasn't exactly... They were happy people. They were laughing a lot, waving their guns and things like that. But when it came time to keeping somebody secured, a little less luck.
Hey, it's hard to beat the power of the Kung Fu Juju. It really is.
Yeah, which... So Kung Fu Juju apparently involves blows below the waist.
Mr. Miyagi... Yes, Mr. Miyagi would not have condoned this type of behavior.
Yes, it was... You would have thought a few of the guys might have sussed out after the first three or four went down to say, there's a pattern here. I think I know what I need to do. But it didn't happen. That was a great fight scene. The random gang fight that Sharktopus showed up, and then I think Whale Wolf also showed up.
Yes.
Was nice. I wasn't exactly sure how that fit in, but it was nice.
They were just doing their civic duty, you know, trying to stop all this stupid human-on-human violence going on, you know? They were just trying to help out. They're just trying to help.
Without a doubt. And then we saw Sharktopus tentacle smoothie being made.
Ew.
Which was yucky. Back to Pablo. So as Ray and his kind of staggered his way through there, they determine at some point that they need to go after, well, they have to go get the heart of Sharktopus to not be tortured anymore by the Juju Man. But they had to make some weapons. And Mel, you had some good tweets about the weapon making. What was the approach there?
The taking apart the blender? Yeah, poor Pablo's blender, you know? I hope it wasn't a really expensive blender, because blenders can get really expensive. So, yeah, I would not have trusted Pablo to make any of my weapons, but that's okay. He lost his blender.
I'm not really sure what they were going for there as far as a weapon anyway, but when... I wasn't really sure how that was going to all pan out. But then when Captain Ray gets attacked by Sharktopus at the dock, Pablo goes and gets a hand. Fortunately enough, there was a carving knife. And even better, it wasn't a corded I'm assuming it wasn't a corded carving knife, because he was able to... If his first approach was to wave it in front of Sharktopus's face, which does not strike me as a great strategy. But then he did manage to cut a tentacle off, which I assume grows back. Is that, I don't remember. You're the
Sharktopus. I don't
Sharktopus
know. I asked Sharktopus if it was going to grow back, or if he was going to get a robo arm for the next movie so he could be a robo Sharktopus. And he said he'd had to sign too many non-disclosure agreements, one for each arm, so that he couldn't answer that question. That was very sad.
Yes.
We'll see.
I really did enjoy this movie.
it was fun. Yeah. I particularly liked the voodoo scene where Ray and Pablo were being tortured with the voodoo dolls, you know, and they're drunk, and that was the good stuff. Yeah. That was quite a cute. That was a cute scene. Very over the top. Very silly. There's an art to this, y'all. There's a real art to making a funny B movie, that there are people out there who just don't understand the joy that we feel when we watch one that's done well, because it's an art form.
Yeah, it is, when you do it right, and we have suffered through many that didn't do it right, but this one to me did, because it is that nice combination of, yeah, people can actually act, they're still kind of hamming it up. You have quasi-realistic CGI, sort of, kind of, you know, but you accept that, and you have these ridiculous circumstances, like I said, there was just so much in this thing, because we had, you know, this other subplot of the Dominican Bachelor show going on.
It was a nice touch, it really was.
And lost, one winner got selected and immediately taken away, and then nobody else wanted to be picked. And then there's the you know, I don't have to be faster than the Sharktopus. I need to be faster than you, kind of approach, where she did. Somebody tweeted that out, and there was also kind of a little bit of a shove involved. But so she didn't. That actress who dodged the bullet on the first one, because she was gonna get picked but didn't get picked, and that's pretty good. So we had the Dominican Bachelor. We got to a baseball stadium at the end. I believe this is the first pitching machine attack on a hybrid animal that I've seen in the entire sci-fi canon.
I can't recall one.
Also the first carving knife attack, I believe, from there.
Yeah.
Trying to think of anything else. Boy, I mean, there was just so much. It was a good one.
Yeah, I don't know if we've had that whole electrical fence type death on that grand a scale. I don't think we've had that before. I was trying to think. I think we've seen a fence, an electric fence used in the past, but I don't know if it was ever proved to be lethal. Don't know. It was a downer moment though for me.
Yeah, I thought about you when
I got a lot of sympathy from Twitter.
it's okay. But then, you know, at the end of the movie, Looks like there's more Sharktopus to be had, but that was a fairly small bowl for what looked to be eventually a full-size Sharktopus come out of. But yeah. I'm really not going to worry about those details from there.
No, voodoo magic is just that. It's magic. So we won't worry how Sharktopus comes back, just that he does. That's what's important.
So favorite character in this one for you, beyond favorite non-hybrid character?
Because, of course, it's always Sharktopus. I'm going to have to say I really enjoyed Ray. I did. For once, I'd have to say I'm going to have to give it to the leading man of the movie, because he's just great, you know. And there towards the end, Casper was interacting with a few people on Twitter, so that was nice to see. We're always a fan when that happens. But he's I've watched a lot of his movies that have shown up, and he usually is very interactive on Twitter, so that's nice. But I did like his character at being bumbling and incompetent and sort of well-meaning, but maybe not, very self-serving. And he can do some kung fu juju in flip-flops. It takes talent. It really does.
It is very impressive. And that was the the scene right towards the very end where he shakes. If there's a tentacle to hand shake,
yeah.
where he thinks they have bonded and they're friends, and then the octopus kind of goes Three Stooges on him, kind of whacks him around a little bit, and then I just I seriously laughed out loud when they came out of that building and he's looking at the map trying to figure out where he needs to go, the sharktopus tentacle comes over the top and taps on the taps on the location, which was actually very good CGI.
Yes. Yeah.
So Barry Vincendor is in our
Q&A,
and he is offering up Pablo as his favorite character. It was strong. Pablo was funny, well-meaning, and very goofy. I liked Pablo a lot, and I probably would have been Pablo would have been my favorite character. But I do think Casper really brought it at the end, where he just, you know, Ray was he was pretty funny. But together, they were complete magic. So that was really really fun.
Yeah, we have a soft spot for drunken sailor captains of boats. We have a history here, so
that's right. Always got to be in favor, without a doubt. Yeah, so that was good. So covered voodoo. Covered baseball stadiums, gang wars.
There were lots of bikinis and busty nurses, so
well, not,
you know.
Not a lot. I mean, there was it was a. I mean, you know, it depends what you mean by a lot. I mean, there were some. You know,
the woman scientist was in a low cut blouse and very high heels.
That's true.
With her doctor coat on, so you know, all of our stereotypes got hit.
Yeah, that was. Because I couldn't figure out the kind of the sexy nurse. I don't know what to call her, but that she didn't seem to have much of a role. And I actually had started to tweet out, I don't understand her role. Right when Dr. Reinhardt turned her over to Sharktopus to be
eaten. She became Puppy Chow.
And I go, ah, okay, now I get her. But she was funny. And yeah, you cannot flee. My sense is high heels are not a great conveyance to run away from a hybrid animal or to haul a dead body out onto a dock. But Dr. Reinhardt's got some good core strength because she was able to lug that guy out and kick him into there. Now, did we ever identify what was the magic that happened? That so she did her DNA splicing thing, kind of burned through him. Oops, didn't work. Threw him in the water. Was it ever kind of clear on what?
Not that I saw. He just appeared. He just appeared and was a werewolf, whale wolf. So that was, I don't know if we missed a scene, but.
I didn't know if the sharktopus had swam through that part of the water recently and there were, I don't know what it was. But whatever happened, we're glad he came back. He did look a little bit like Scooby-Doo to me, a little bit.
Yeah.
Dylan points out there were no helicopter deaths. And shockingly enough, three movies in, and I believe, and Dylan can correct me if I'm wrong, there were helicopters to be taken out in the earlier movies, and they weren't. There was one kind of hybrid plane with the rotors that kind of go up, and that got taken out. But yeah, no helicopters there. Ben Gardner's boat probably couldn't be too happy because it was not this movie was not a great movie for boats. Some boats had some issues.
Yeah.
Last night some boats had some issues. So it's been a little harder on boats than helicopters so far. But I think Sharknado will probably ratchet up. Now it'll be interesting to see what three-headed shark attack and zombie shark do tomorrow. Those saw previews for that. Those look pretty interesting. I'm not going to be in a great spot to see. I'm going to be able to see like a little bit of the beginning of the first and the end of the second, but I'm going to miss a whole chunk there in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't know what I know Mondays can be kind of full for you. So
yeah, I can't ever plan Mondays till they happen. So we'll see if I get to watch tomorrow night, but I have set the DVR to record them, whether I get to live tweet them or not, but hopefully I will get to see Lavalantula. I'm betting some helicopters die in that one. It just sounds like something where helicopters would die.
I'm going to go out on a limb and predict that Lavalantula has the highest helicopter fatality type of thing. Dylan's also out there on Twitter saying, so Dylan believes that it had something to do with the moon and the tides that allowed for the whale-wolf transformation.
Yeah, I was just making a comment on Twitter when that came up about werewolves and when they came up with the moon and the tides, and I was like, oh, never mind. Apparently he is. So, yeah. Okay. Thought I was being funny, but it's not. Wasn't true.
And Nita got bit, so that could be bad.
That could be good.
That could be good. Yeah, because to have Casper kind of strike up a relationship with a werewolf woman.
I'm telling you, pepperoni. You'll be all right. Just keep pepperoni in the house and you'll be safe. As someone who lives with a pack of dogs, you must always have pepperoni on hand or they'll get you.
And for Sharktopus, just have a few bachelor contestants handy, I guess, to kind of push them out and do all that. So Nurture and Support is a recommendation podcast, and so I think it's incumbent on Mel and I to make a recommendation, either to watch or not watch this movie. And I would recommend watching this movie. I would watch this movie again right now if I could.
Yes, I definitely would recommend it. And in fact, I am going to. I DVR'd it, so I will be watching it again to catch everything that I miss, because I do miss a lot while I'm trying to live tweet. So, you know, you miss stuff. So I need to go back and see if there's any, you know, science that I've missed while I was busy on Twitter.
If you tweet out updates, let me know if you crack the code. Dylan's giving us some information around. We got some tides and the moon coming in.
Yeah.
So that would be good.
Absolutely.
And then tomorrow, so the rest of the week here, we've got a double feature tomorrow. You mentioned a three-headed shark attack and zombie shark. Starts at 7 Eastern time. First movie 7 to 9. Second movie 9 to 11. Dylan will be on with Dylan Knows with his guest Christopher Olin Ray. Super, super cool. So you definitely want to catch that tomorrow. And then Wednesday, it'll be Mike and Fireside Chat. And then this Saturday, Jeans Bring Out Your Geek.
Awesome.
So Snark Week continues.
It was a great idea, Kelly. I'm glad you did this.
This has been fun. And so it's been the movies have been great. And it's been pretty cool to see a pretty decent chunk of the old gang back, as well as some kind of new folks as well, having at it. I think it'll be interesting to see how the week treats us, because, you know, when we get into work and all those other things, I think that double feature on a Monday, that's a tall order to have people make it through all of that.
Yeah, but I still wish they would have just spaced these movies out on a Saturday like we did in the old days, instead of trying to cram them all into one week. And then instead of them even being one night a week, they're putting two up on certain days. And that's a lot of TV watching for some people, i.e. me. It's a lot of time to commit. So anyway, wish they had done it differently, but hey, we're happy that they did it at all, because we have had a very long dry spell our sci-fi movies. So,
and I don't know if you knew, Lavalantula is Mike Mendez. So
oh yes, I did see that, and so totally, totally looking forward to that one. And any of you out there who don't know what that means, he did Big Ass Spider, y'all, which I believe is still up on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, you totally need to see that movie before you watch Lavalantula, because it's awesome.
Yeah, the best first 5 minutes of any movie, any sci-fi movie I've ever seen.
Yep, still has the best opening sequence. Absolutely. It's a great movie. Totally need to watch it.
Absolutely. Good. All right, well, Nurture and Support recommends you watch Sharktopus versus Werewolf. You ought to follow our social media recommendation, because we try and do those too. Do there? I think it would be, is it Sharktopus Lives? Is that the primary?
Yes, that's the Sharktopus account at Sharktopus Lives.
So I think that's a good social media recommendation for tonight.
Yes.
And we're glad to have you. We will actually, so we'll leave this video up. We put all of the Nurture and Supports, which are just typically an audio podcast. You put them on my YouTube channel, so you can get them through iTunes and Stitcher and YouTube, however you like to consume it. We'll just go ahead and leave this one up. You'll get the wonderful audio track of this released this Friday for our Nerd Turn Sports. So it's a good week for Mel and I, a little easier than usual.
Which is good since we have all these movies to watch.
I know, yeah, absolutely. So that'll work out there. And be sure and tune in tomorrow for Dylan Knows, the greatest show on YouTube, I believe is the official name of it. And looking forward to it. So thanks everybody who watched the movies. Thanks everybody who watched this. Catch Dylan tomorrow, Mike on Wednesday, Jeans on Saturday.
Yes.
And keep enjoying Snark Week.
Yep. And join us on Twitter. We'll all try to make more appearances as the week goes on.
Great. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Good night.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net, or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com, or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter. You can also catch Nurture and Support on YouTube. Just search Nurture and Support or Kelly Tool.
Nurturing and supporting.